Good morning, Mrs. Jones. We said good morning. Oh, it's no use. She's figuring out her income tax or something. No, wait a minute. Mrs. Jones is making out her menus for the week, scanning the food ads for bargains and trying to make those food dollars cover five hearty appetites. She's got quite a problem. Say, Mrs. Jones, do you know how many meals the average housewife prepares in a year? Well, let's add them up. There are 31 days in January, that's 93 meals. 84 meals in February, make it 87 for leap year. 93 meals in March and 90 in April. And here comes Johnny with the mail.
Hey, what's cooking?
Will you just look and listen?
93 meals for the merry month of May, 90 meals for June, and 93 meals each for July and August. You adding these up, Mrs. Jones? There's more to come. 90 hearty meals for September, 93 for October. Put down 90 meals for November with a special on Thanksgiving, and 93 meals for December. Extra baking there for the holiday season. All in all, they add up to well over 1,000 meals a year to be planned, prepared, and served. Say, that's a tremendous job you have to do. Could you use help?
I certainly could.
Wow! Does my mom cook 1,095 meals a year? That's a lot of meals.
Well, that's just what she does.
All, they add up to well over 1,000 meals a year to be planned, prepared, and served. Say, that's a tremendous job you have to do. Could you use help?
I certainly could.
Wow! Does my mom cook 1,095 meals a year? That's a lot of meals.
Well, that's just what she does. Most homemakers don't realize the great number of meals they have to prepare each year. And here's another thing to think about. A survey shows that the great majority have 8 to 10 pet dinners, which they serve over and over again, with only slight variations. You may be surprised if you check your own meals to find that they follow a certain pattern, and if served in rotation, it's part of our work here to help supply you with recipes that will greatly increase your number of favorite menus. Our main purpose is to work out practical ways to serve better meals for less money, so that you in turn can work economies in your budget and still offer varied and attractive meals to your family. And now I'd like to invite all of you to come into your kitchen. And it is your kitchen. Because we spend every minute of every working day studying your food problems and working out the answers. Just as in your own home, the kitchen here is always a busy place. Everyone here is a graduate home economist. They know food chemistry and the economics of food. And we have the benefit of the findings of our research laboratories.
Yes, this laboratory furnishes much useful and up-to-date information to the kitchen. Other sources, such as the U.S. Department of Agriculture, are also available. In combining food elements, our home economists have at their fingertips the knowledge they need to supply the most health factors at the least cost. In the last 10 years or so, a great deal of progress has been made in the science of nutrition. Putting this knowledge to use in the form of healthier, more nutritious recipes is the work of the home economist.
That's right, Bennett. But a nutritious, healthful food has to have more than the laboratory to recommend it. And right here you might ask, well, where does a recipe begin? Who invents the recipe? Most recipes are not invented. They evolve. The Pilgrims, for instance, made pie from pumpkin. But I doubt if it tasted like the pumpkin pie of today. Almost every nation has contributed something to our cookery. The settlers brought their favorite recipes with them. The majority of these were evidently designed to serve large families. Proportions were not put down in exact amounts. But through our facilities for testing, many fine old recipes have been reclaimed and streamlined for modern use in the average-sized family. But for all practical purposes, this is where a recipe begins. It's down on paper, but it doesn't mean a thing until it's been tested and retested. The proportions and ingredients in the original untested recipes are never the same as in the final tested recipe. With each testing, ways are found to improve the taste and flavor, or add to the heartiness of the dish. One thing which all of our recipes have in common is the use of one or more dairy products. Milk, butter, cheese, cream. That doesn't limit us, however. Just glance through any cookbook, and you'll see that dairy products are the mainstay of cooking and baking.
And speaking of cooking and baking, the homemaker who is proud of the well-planned appetizing meal she serves knows that it takes only a few cents extra to put the delightful flavor of butter into cakes, cookies, vegetables, and casseroles. That flavor is unrivaled and assures appreciation on the part of her family or guests. And a study of any nutritional breakdown chart shows milk and dairy products ranking high, straight across the board, with plentiful vitamins, minerals, proteins, and other essentials. Not only that, but did you ever stop to think that while most other foods have to be peeled, pared, trimmed, or boned, dairy products have no waste to them. They come ready to use, and you use every bit of them. And in relation to other foods, milk is always your most economical buy. This is held true under all economic conditions, regardless of whether prices were rising or falling.
And that's why using more milk, when prices are high, can save dollars on your food budget. Nutrition and economy are two prime concerns in our kitchen. But we have another concern also. Foods must look appetizing. We work out attractive serving methods also. We use dishes about the same size as those used by the average family. In fact, everything in this small, family-sized kitchen is scaled to give results that you will be able to achieve in your own home. We test our recipes on both gas and electric stoves to be sure there is no variation.
Well, the kitchen certainly gets its mail promptly. Yes, sir. Funny, isn't it, the attraction the old cookie jar in the kitchen has for boys? Some not so young either. Hey!
The recipes tested in the family-sized kitchen have made up in quantity also for our taste panels. The men being served here are from our plant. Some do hard physical work and are good judges of whether a food is sufficiently satisfying. Others are from the clerical and administrative staff. We serve average servings, but of course they can come back for second helpings. Some require more food than others. The calories you require depends on the kind of work you do, your age, type of body build, and other factors, too. The man doing hard physical work needs about 4,500 calories a day. But a growing teenager may require almost as much in calories as a grown, active man. And for the record, each man on the taste panel fills out a questionnaire, telling what he thought of the particular dish being tested. We get sincere opinions from these tests. These forms will now serve as a guide in making any revisions or changes in the recipe tested. Of course, there are others in the house who have to be pleased too. We need women's opinions as well as men's. So our recipes are also tested by club groups. We have a group today in our large dining room.
Look at those pretty tables, all decorated with fresh flowers. The men didn't get anything like this. Just how would you describe it, Kay?
A low bowl arrangement of red celosia and white button pom-poms on ivory damask. The china is Castleton in the Jubilee pattern. Don't you like the unusual shaped yellow pottery with the matching tumblers and white oats pattern? Our cloth is Irish green, and the table decorations combine wheat and marigolds. On a rough textured chartreuse fabric, we have Franciscan pottery in an apple pattern. Notice the matching apple pattern in the glassware. The novelty decoration is tan daisy pom-poms and real apples.
Mmm, beautiful setting, beautiful decorations, but where's the food? Oh, here it is. The salad is lime jello with diced pineapple on watercress with center filled with cream cottage cheese and garnished with radish roses and carrot flowers. Now the vegetable is buttered asparagus tips and the main dish is creamed egg supreme. Hard cooked eggs, chopped green peppers and pimento and cream sauce over chow mein noodles. Looks good, doesn't it?
Well, isn't this nice? Is it seat taken?
Why, yes, I'm sure it is.
Oh, thanks very much.
Oh, did I keep you waiting?
Well,
I'm sorry, but I simply had to exchange a pair of shoes for Bambi. And I lost my ticket, and they wouldn't do a thing for me if you exchanged this. Oh, look at these. Aren't they beautiful? Those lovely colors. Where am I supposed to sit?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Thanks. Well, there isn't any place for Bambi. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have brought her.
We'll find a place for Bambi.
Oh. I'm so glad I made it.
What a cozy corner. Quiet, too. Or is it?
Quite comfortable here.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Pardon me, is this seat taken?
I don't believe so.
Well, it is now. Would you care for a gumdrop?
Yeah.
I haven't got any gumdrops.
Planning meals 3 days to a week ahead of time permits you to select the most suitable recipes and to prepare them to the best advantage. But aside from balance in nutrition, we should maintain balance in other phases of the meal. Serve soft foods with a crisp salad. A heavy main dish calls for a light salad. Bland foods combine well with tart or sweet flavors. Variety helps achieve that balance. We need variety in colors, variety in textures, variety even in our table settings and decorations.
And now our guests give their written opinions on the recipes tested here today. The comments and suggestions received in this way are carefully studied by the kitchen staff.
To complete our dinner today, we're having one of America's top favorite foods, ice cream. And we're prepared to show you the very newest in settings and servings right now. We can go into the small dining room while the tables are being cleared here and your dessert brought in. One of the very nicest things about ice cream is that you can serve it plain or dress it up. Either way, everybody's happy. We can enjoy delicious, healthful ice cream the year round. There's no closed season on it. Our table settings today are designed for round the year.
Let me tell about these, Kay. Ice cream is my dish. Now, this spring dessert is called Double Strawberry Shortcake, it says here. And here's how you make it. Pile strawberry ice cream between thin, tender squares of pastry and top with whipped cream and fresh strawberries. How about a peach sunburst for the good old summertime? Sprinkle coconut on meringue and bake. Then top that with scoops of vanilla ice cream, fresh peach slice and a maraschino cherry. And here's a fall favorite. Everybody falls for this. It's an ice cream pie with chocolate wafer crust and lemon custard ice cream filling, sprinkled with sweet grated chocolate. I tried that in the kitchen and it's mighty good. Know what this is? Sure you do. It's the queen of all ice cream desserts, Baked Alaska. Maybe you thought Baked Alaska is hard to make, but it's so easy I can make it myself. You just place a brick of ice cream on a slightly larger layer of sponge cake and insulate the whole thing with a thick coat of sweet, fluffy meringue. Place it in a hot oven about 425 degrees and bake 5 minutes. Easy to make and easy to eat. I know you're going to enjoy your ice cream dessert today. And remember that the easiest way to please your husband and family is to have ice cream desserts often. The kitchen here is always working out new recipes too, so take advantage of it.
Our work here is entirely for your benefit. So feel free to call on us for any help you might need in preparing well-balanced, healthful meals that have the variety that is so important to health and appetite. By using the tested dairy recipes, which we are constantly producing here, you'll find it's easy to increase a repertoire of 8 or 10 meals to 30 or more different meals. You'll have fun doing it and make a very important saving in your food budget.
I had some of the most wonderful southern butterscotch pecan pie when I was down south last summer. Darling little old southern lady gave me the recipe, but she was just a little vague about the measurements, and I just can't seem to make it work out right. Well, I wondered, since you have this lovely test kitchen and all, would you be willing to try it out here and then let me know just what the measurements should be?
Oh, we certainly will.
Well, I just appreciate it so much.
And now, I'd like to invite every homemaker to visit us here at Beatrice Foods. See the work we're doing and offer any comments or suggestions. If a visit in person isn't possible, then feel free to write to us, as you would to a friend. Your problems are our problems. And this kitchen is your kitchen.
Well, eating is no problem for the little Jones girl. Milk is her favorite food. But here are facts and figures from the Beatrice Foods kitchen, which interested her mother.
Your main meal should supply 50% of your daily calorie needs. And your two other meals should supply 25% each. A calorie, of course, is the heat unit upon which we depend for energy. And we've just made some very interesting comparisons on calories and cost, showing how dairy recipes save from 10 to 25% in money while furnishing 25% more in calories.
Yes, the Beatrice Foods kitchen is constantly at your service, working out ways to supply more food values for less money. Utilizing the scientist in the laboratory, the home economist in the kitchen, to provide healthful, money-saving recipes that are tested and retested to make sure of pleasing your family. And Mrs. Jones did get the help she needed. What's on the menu tonight? Hot bouillon, cottage cheese and cinnamon apple salad, pork chops, baked potatoes with butter, creamed broccoli, cherry cobbler with whipped cream. Well, that's a hearty meal. And we can be grateful too, Bobby, for a bounteous land with rich fields and valleys cultivated by millions of American farmers. A transportation system unrivaled for speed and efficiency. Food processors who feel an obligation to the millions of mothers like Mrs. Jones, and who spare no effort in helping her with the best methods of preparing and serving that food. In this great land of ours, the heart of the home is in the kitchen. And for the millions of homemakers of America, let Beatrice Foods and Meadow Gold make every day a brighter day in your kitchen.